What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome to the Put Your Phone Down podcast.
This is a weekly podcast where your average Aussie couple sits down once a week to cover any topic we feel like and completely ignore our phones.
My name's James.
And my name's Michaela.
Now put your fucking phone down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why I say ladies and gentlemen.
Why do you copy me?
I was because you
That's
say
what I say.
You literally say ladies and gentlemen, I reckon, probably 40 times a day.
No, I don't.
Oh, no, you don't, actually.
No, I say it maybe 3 times a week. Once for the podcast, once for the YouTube channel, and once for the IG Live.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, what is it that you say? G'day, it's James here from Guilty Apparel.
Yeah.
A touching experience.
That's what Michaela does whenever I'm doing voice messages for Guilty. Obviously, I find it a great way to like connect with new customers, old customers, potential customers, whatever. But Michaela will just stand just in my line of sight and mouth, like, mime me, mimic me. Is that the word? Like, pretend she's saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's mimic.
Mimic. And every time, without a doubt, I'll crack up laughing. And so I can't send the voice message I'm trying to send. And sometimes, at its worst case, she gets me so good that I have to, like, I can't do it. I have to have, like, a 5 to 10 minute break.
And
I'm just like, Michaela, can you fuck off?
On the weekend. So now James hides in the bedroom when he does it, and he closed the bedroom door.
Yeah, I'd go into my dungeon.
But little did he know that I came through the balcony door and peeped around, looked through the window. Oh, yeah. Our dog.
And then she'll be all right. Maybe not. We're going to have to tell the dog to shut up in the middle of this podcast.
She's got Elefanti.
Yeah, she's got a big toy elephant with a long trunk, and she's decided that it's time to play. Eve, come here. Enough.
That's
please.
Definitely not
going to That's going to go. Her. That's going to go in the podcast. She'll be right.
I didn't.
Sit.
Okay. Anyways, James. Attention,
I'm listening.
Focus-on-y.
I'm listening.
Well, now you've just got us totally off track.
Well, just get back on track.
You.
All right. So after Michaela comes onto the balcony and mimics me while I'm doing my voice messages, I fully had to. She pissed off. She didn't do it again after that. But because I was expecting her to do it again after that, I kept laughing, and so I had to stand in the bedroom and just face the wall. That's how I had to stop myself. I just had to look at the wall and be like, don't laugh, don't laugh.
I love it. Oh, my God. It's literally so funny. To be honest, I think a day in our life would actually be kind of interesting because people don't know how much that's just our normal now.
Like, what, expecting, like, me, just randomly in between episodes of TV, like, hey, babe, I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that is, I'm so glad that it's hard to do that as well, but basically we'll be watching a TV series or something and, like, Instagram will have its limits, I guess you could call it, where you're not allowed to do more than a certain task on there, otherwise your account will get banned. For a certain amount of days, and the last thing we want is for it to get banned full time. But like, so we'll watch an episode of TV and I'll be like, babe, I need 15 minutes to do this. And like, I'll do 15 minutes of work and then come back to watch telly.
Yeah.
And you're just cool with that.
Well, because I do the same thing. It's both of us now. It's not like I just sit there waiting for you.
No, you're definitely doing stuff. And
let's
be honest, you're always on your phone while we watch TV anyway.
Oh, yeah. We need like a button that goes, yay.
You can just make that sound.
Oh, yay. Yeah. But I feel like that definitely keeps us very productive.
It does. I'm going to go into it since I brought it up. My biggest pet peeve that Michaela does is look at her phone while she's watching TV. I'm watching both. No, let's talk about mine first.
Wait, is it peeve or heave?
peeve. Oh, that's right, Michaela, the other day. What was that for? Oh, something happened the other day, and Michaela, like full serious, was like, oh, that's such my pet heave, or something like that. But she used the words pet heave instead of pet peeve. And I said, what did you just say? And she goes, that's my pet heave. I said, you're joking, right? She goes, what are you talking about? I said, it's pet peeve. There's no H in there.
Oh, my God, it's so funny.
Yeah.
And I do this at work too, and it's really embarrassing because sometimes I think I'm a little bit dyslexic. I don't know. Maybe I'm not, but I just...
You're not dyslexic. I think you just... You do tend to kind of spit out what you're thinking, but not in a bad way. Like, you wouldn't spit out something you're thinking if you knew it was real bad, but, like, your filter is...
No, well, I just say what I'm going to say, but sometimes my head doesn't put... I'll see the word in my head, but it's not the word. And so I did it today with work.
Yeah, go on.
And because I can use... And I'm smart, and I can use smart words at work, and I do, and I talk normally. And all of a sudden, it's like my brain's working... No, my mouth's working faster than my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've spurred out.
That's because you're slow.
No. So I was like, oh, yeah, you know. And in this email, he's just put an excerpt out of a document. And then I was like, hang on. Did I just say that right, that word? And my boss is like, what word? And I was like, excerpt. And he was like, yeah. He's like, you mean like just... a chunk out of a PDF. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, that's right. I was like, how do you spell that? And he's like, E-X-E-R-P-T. And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought in my head. But my mouth had said it, and then my brain goes, whoa.
Was that right?
Back up. You just said some weird shit, girl. Because my brain talks like that.
Yeah. I know it does. That one's not that. I was hoping for... Can you remember one recently? Well, I suppose that pet heave one.
Pet heave, yeah.
That was recent.
But I do it quite regularly because I'll say it to even you. Like I'll backtrack and I'll be like, hang on, did I just say that word right?
Yeah. And sometimes I just let you off the hook. Mm. Depends what kind of, sometimes you'll say something and I'm like,
I do.
Nope, worry. That's not it. And then, but sometimes if I crack up laughing, that's usually when.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I'm
like,
the best one that my mum ever did was, she was saying, oh, you know, remember that girl? She was a joint.
A joint.
And I looked at her and I'm like, what are you on about? And she was like, she was joint. And I was like, what?
Was she trying to say giant?
Giant. And I'm just sitting there and she goes, you know the word. And I'm like,
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
So I obviously get it from my mum.
You're a joint.
Yeah.
It's getting, like, mistaking words like that will forever be a classic, like, a way to just get a cheap laugh.
Oh, yeah.
When someone gets a word that's super easy wrong, like, right, and, like, with full-blown confidence they say it as well, and you're like, nah, that's not it.
I do worry for our kids, though, because I think I struggle with things like that now because I rely so much on autocorrect.
But autocorrect in what way?
Well, because,
like, what you think, because they're going to grow up with autocorrect.
Maybe let's not say, yeah, it's okay. It would be a mixture of autocorrect and synonyms. So, no, it's because I've only, like, I haven't really grown up with it. I've only really started using, well, I mean, I used it through school, but our kids are going to be using that from, like, the day they're born.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, and I learnt off my mum and dad who didn't have that. Do you know what I mean? Whereas they'll be learning off us who have that.
But are you saying that they're going to have difficulty speaking words? Or typing words?
No, I think it's more around if that word is correct. Or like
connecting the word to the, like, the written word to the spoken word.
Yeah, and if that word is correct for that sentence.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
By speaking it. Because I write something that I think I want to write through in a Word document for work or whatever. And then I'm like, is that word right? And then I right click and go synonyms. And I'm like, yep, cool. It's right. Done.
Yep.
But I don't have a synonyms in my head. So when I talk to people, I can't quickly think, hang on, wait, is that word right? So I actually just ask the person.
Yeah. I get what you mean. It's a little bit separate. Don't look at your phone. This is the Put Your Phone Down podcast.
It's Vicky Woo.
Vicky Woo, what up?
Vicky Woo.
I was actually listening to, as I always do, regularly Joe Rogan today.
Yeah.
The master of podcasting. And he was talking about, is it possible that future generations, whether it's our kids or grandkids, 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 whatever, but through technology, are kids actually going to start to create their own language? And it's actually going to be our generation that is getting older, where the spoken word is going to become less and less and less and less, because all communication will be through text and things like that. And he was talking about this with like two.
It can't be. Like, it actually cannot be. We have proven the, okay, through lockdown and through working from home, yes, we've proven that we can do it. We can achieve it, right? But it's also proven that conversation and human interaction is so vital.
I'm not saying there's no human interaction.
So you're going to stand there and text someone while you're looking at them?
What if we integrate technology with ourselves physically, where your phone's not in your hand, your phone's in you?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, nah. which is entirely possible. Think about this. Like 20 years ago, let's say 30 years ago when I was first born, so 25 years ago when you were first born, 26 tomorrow actually.
Yay!
If you had have told everyone then that you will all be walking around with a computer in your hand 24/7, people would be like, no way. But technology has gone that fast that what's next? Like, no one saw that coming.
Yeah, I mean, like, I totally believe that that's going to happen.
Mm.
That freaks me out.
Yeah. Well, that's what Joe Rogan was freaked out about too. And he was discussing this, and I don't totally understand how he's sort of coming to this conclusion. I mean, I'm half in and half out sort of thing with listening because I'm at work. But as he was talking to these people, he was essentially saying that, you know, kids are going to start to, you know, develop a communication where they can communicate with anyone worldwide. It's not going to be English or Chinese or whatever. And in a previous podcast I've listened to, Jamie, his co-host, had said, well, aren't emojis kind of like hieroglyphs?
Mm.
Like, you can tell someone a story or get your point across with emojis.
Oh, yeah.
If you really want.
Yeah.
And then the scientists on this show, I don't know if they're scientists, academics, whatever, they were actually saying that twins very often create their own language together as kids. So it's not impossible for kids to do. It's actually really common, especially in twins, them to create their own language that no one else understands.
Wow.
Yeah, which I didn't know that either.
That's like, oh, and I want to do this with our kids so bad, but I'm going to have to learn it myself first. Is babies learn sign language before they can speak.
Really?
Yeah.
That I did not know.
And it's really, really good to teach your babies the sign language because they can actually signal to you whether they're hungry or not.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn that from? Have you known that for ages, or is this recent?
My friend's friend did it with her daughter. So when she was a baby, she was signing to her mum.
That's unreal.
And her mum could sign to her.
That's like...
It actually helps so much with the development of the baby and helps a lot with the temperament because they can tell you what they want. Mm-hmm.
Would you be worried that because your child learns to communicate that way, it doesn't feel the need to learn to talk as quick.
No, so her baby spoke still, sooner.
Yeah. Because I'm sure there's probably that one case here and there where.
Yeah.
But that's probably not because you taught the kid sign language. No. It's probably because the kid wasn't going to learn to talk quickly anyway.
Yeah.
Like in the first place.
And they're all, like all kids are at different development stages. But I mean, her child spoke pretty quickly and she still signs to this day. So now that's a life skill for her.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
So cool.
Yeah. Do you remember we were watching, this is a couple of months ago now, when they had those dog pads as well for dogs to like say what they wanted?
Yeah.
But when we were watching them, it didn't really look like the dog was asking for what it wanted.
No.
It looked like the dog was just having a blast.
Or wanted a treat.
Yeah.
Because if it got a treat, well, if it stood on the right thing, it would get a treat.
Yeah. So I don't know. That was one thing where I was like, I don't know if this is real. I mean, it probably is.
Yeah. It's just crazy to me that you have a child that you could teach anything. Like, we could teach our child to be a micro ninja from, I don't know what
a micro ninja. What's it? Please explain what a micro ninja is.
A micro ninja is a small ninja.
So we're going to make sure our child is malnourished but can fight really well.
Because I'm seeing it as a baby.
So I don't think you're going to teach a baby to be a ninja. But
yeah, never know.
You never know. You can, but it also depends on the skills you have.
Yeah.
Like neither of us is teaching our kid to be a ninja.
No, but I mean, how much have we talked about the key aspects of business and our self-development tools that we use and what we will want to teach our children from the get-go.
Yeah. And that's the leadership. Owning a business, from what I can gather, not like I'm owning a business and I run a business, but it's essentially just me at the moment.
Isn't it crazy though? And this is, now that you say that, I love that you said that, because I feel in a similar way. I'm in 2 weeks going to be I'm going to be learning to teach an entrepreneurship program to young Aboriginal women. And I've run a business myself, yes. But to me, it felt like a hobby. It did not feel like I was running a full business. Like, and I get it. I wasn't running a bloody 100 people business or whatever. It was business for myself, but I ran a business and I did that properly. Like, it wasn't like I just rushed along with it. And it's not easy, but you have to put the time and you have to want to do it.
Oh, 100%. I think like what I was getting to is, yes, you have run a business and yes, I am currently running a business. But the important part of growing a business, from what I can gather, and this is from listening to other people, I haven't had to implement it yet, is being a leader.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to take your business to whatever level.
So you're talking about getting staff.
But I'm saying as well, but being a leader isn't just about in a business. When you have a kid, you are their leader.
Oh my God.
You're their parent. And yeah, like, of course, like if you compare like an employee and your kid, you're going to love your kid no matter what, way more. But your job as a parent is to teach that child how to be a productive, capable adult.
Life skills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which
school doesn't do that.
That is. No, like the idea of that with a kid freaks me the hell out, but it's also super exciting.
Yeah.
Like it's like, shit, I really don't want to mess this up. But at the same time, you're like, no, it's okay. Like you're there. Everyone makes mistakes. Yeah. One mistake isn't going to ruin it. But like, hey, like you got a real job to make sure that when that kid grows up, he or she is ready for the real world.
And how crazy,
because it's not
is
this
that?
Perfect wonderland where everyone's
no
like the but world's like, difficult.
Like what you just said, literally take what you just said and apply it to an employee.
Yeah.
Well, because it's that to me is you demonstrating, okay, I don't want to screw up. You'd put that against, I don't want to be a micromanager. I don't want that person to screw up. So I don't want my kid to screw up. So therefore I'm going to bubble wrap them up and make every move what I say they should do.
Mm-hmm.
You do the same with an employee and that's micromanaging.
Yep.
Right? And they don't grow. They don't achieve things. They're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much probably will resent you. Or you do the opposite. You become a leader and you empower your staff to be doing what they need to do, work to their strengths and provide them with the tools to be able to do that, but not necessarily guide, like give them every step of the way.
Yeah.
Do that with your child. Yeah. No.
I remember the first, my parents were pretty lax about raising me. Like there was really, I guess if I didn't obey the rules, I got hit, but that was pretty rare. Like the rules were fairly loose. I could sort of do whatever I wanted, except when I got into my teenage years where mum wouldn't let me drink, but dad would. But what I was going to say is that I remember the first person I met was when I started working in construction on Saturdays with dad. I think his name was Matt. And I thought when I asked him this, I went up to him and I asked him, you know, he was sort of telling me what to do. And he was like, oh, can you go do this? And I said, well, how? And he was like, how do you think? And I thought he was being an asshole. I was like, what a dickhead. Like, just tell me what the fuck you want done and I'll go do it.
Yeah.
And he kept asking. He wouldn't answer me. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, we had this back and forth. And finally, I've spat out whatever I thought. And he was like, yeah, go do that. So he forced me to come up with the answer,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't do a lot of growing up. And I don't think it's because my parents didn't. It's just I tended to avoid anything I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't have those moments where it was something I didn't want to do, so I didn't know how to get it done.
Yeah.
And that was the situation. And I still, like, I only realized what he was doing was helpful a few years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that was when I was 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And I went through till, like, maybe 25 thinking, fuck, I remember that day. Still a dickhead. And now I'm like, dude, there needs to be more people like that. Because all he was trying to do was get me to critically think.
Yeah, it's using your brain and not asking. And I see it all the time in my workplace. And I think we've benefited from being a only child as well because you don't have a brother or sister to learn from. So you learn. You pretty much put in the situation to learn yourself.
Mm.
That's the situation my parents put me in. They helped me. They guided me. But, again, it was very much, well, how would you do it? Or, you know, don't ask me the question first. I want you to come to me with the answer.
Yeah. See, I just don't remember getting a lot of – that doesn't mean I didn't.
Mm.
I just don't remember getting that a lot.
Yeah. And that's benefited me so much in my career at the moment and now with the ventures outside of my full-time job. Like just to be able to answer questions myself and use my brain until I get to the answer. And it's almost as well a not giving up thing. It's like a competitive thing within me. It's like, don't give up now. Get to the answer. And that's what I find so funny when you and I'm trying to think of an example, but you most of the time will give up on something that you don't care about. Like when we've done a flat pack together.
We don't have any flat pack furniture that's not done.
No, but a lot of the times because I've been like, come on, there's been stuff around here where I've ended up just doing it because you're like, oh, I don't want to do it. Well, that's too hard or
I make a conscious choice about that doesn't seem fun so I'm not gonna do it
whereas I'm like I would much prefer great example and this is really not an example of you and I it's more of just an example of how I work So through lockdown, Evie's groomer said, you know, oh, sorry, cancelled appointment. She can't be groomed now until next year. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And she'd already gotten to a pretty long stage of hair. And so I ordered the tools online and I said, I'm going to do this myself. And James looked at me and goes, you're nuts. You're nuts. He's like, I would never have done that ever.
I would have just let her get dreadlocks.
Yeah. And I mean, in my head, I just think, well, why not? You know, like, why wouldn't I try it? And now that I've done it, I'm like, well, I'm just going to keep doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 2.5 hours, but I was committed to doing it and committed to doing it in a good way as well, not just, oh, and it's.
Me and you place a different value on time.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That is, yeah.
And even though you ask, what was I doing for that 2 hours while you done that? Nothing.
Mm.
But I wanted to do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that's my, and like we have it. It's definitely, you're not bad with time by any means.
Mm.
But for example, I know there's been situations where we've had to drive a car somewhere to multiple destinations and I'm not willing to go 5 minutes in a wrong direction to have, like, if I have to make that trip the shortest way possible.
Yeah.
And if you're like, oh, but this person won't be, like, is only going to be there at this time, it's kind of like, to me, I'm like, oh,
and like,
that asshole.
And grocery shopping, great one. We go grocery shopping and in my mind, I'm thinking, I only really want to do this once. And I know I don't always do it once, but that's why in my mind, I want to make sure I've gotten everything by making sure I am at the grocery shop until my brain is like, okay, I'm good. James comes with me.
I'm the grocery store Nazi.
And
I hate it.
What are you doing? That's not on the list. He's like, just get everything that's on the list. And I'm like, I'm getting everything that's on the list. But in my mind, I'm also thinking, hang on. Like, if we make this meal, oh, we're probably going to need this extra. Because the list is usually things that we don't have in the house for our week. That's like the normal things that we get, right?
Mm.
But if I'm going to create or make another meal that is not normal to us, I need to double think about that too. And so I just really double think everything. And he's just like, we need to go. What? Why do you even want to look in the health food shop? What do you want to look in the health food shop for? And I'm like, because I want to see. And I also like to know about the specials too.
I'll sum it up.
Yeah.
It's when you say, we got to go to Coles, then to Aldi. That makes me blow my lid because I only want to go to one grocery store, and if we can't get everything there, the things we can't get aren't important to me.
Yet, I don't want to spend too much on groceries this week. Well, that's why we go to Coles and to Aldi.
I'm a difficult man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Tell me about it.
But that's why now Michaela just leaves me at the front of the grocery store.
I love it. I say to him, I just need you to carry the bags. Yeah. That's all.
I just stand out the front and just do guilty stuff on my phone. And then Michaela comes out and then I grab the bags and off I walk.
I much prefer that.
Yeah, so do I.
It's great.
You're giving me the eyes like we're done here.
Mm.
Is it?
We're done.
We're done?
It's over.
Thank you, boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Yeah,
now.
Boys and girls.
Thank you, boys and girls, ladies, gents.
Thanks for tuning
transgenders.
In.
Transgenders.
Make sure you come check us out on the
Everybody
Instagram
else.
Page as well at the Put Your Phone Down podcast. And thank you for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another episode of us dribbling on about random crap.
Please also hit us up on comments or messages on our Instagram page if you do a boogie to our intro, because every time we play our intro, I boogie big time, and I want to see you all boogening too. Boogening.
Boogening. We're going to boogening.
Boogening. All right. Peace out.